GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. At a hearing Tuesday, a federal judge giving the Trump administration 2 weeks to prove they're working to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a wrongly deported Maryland man sent to a notorious El Salvador prison.
The Justice Department pointing to comments in the Oval Office from Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, a close Trump ally who declared he would not release Abrego Garcia.
Of course, I'm not going to do it.
The judge brushing aside Bukele's words, saying they are not evidence. The White House claims Abrego Garcia, who is from El Salvador, is a gang member.
ABC's Rachel Scott. A leak investigation at the Pentagon leaving two of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's close confidants escorted out of the building. Dan Caldwell, a senior advisor to Hegseth, and Darren Selnick, who had been serving as the Defense Department's deputy chief of staff, both placed on administrative leave. Federal judge overturning a Biden-era policy capping credit card late fees at $8. The judge claiming the rule was illegal. This is ABC News. Regulators have decided that the 2025 commercial salmon fishing season in California will be closed for an unprecedented third year running, and sport fishing will be restricted to only a few days due to dwindling numbers of fish. Gas prices are falling.
Over the past couple of weeks, oil prices have come down sharply over global worries about U.S. tariffs and OPEC ramping up production, so it was inevitable the gas prices would come down with lower oil prices, and now they are. The Energy Department reports in the past week the price of regular unleaded dropped almost 8 cents to $3.17 a gallon, 46 cents less than a year ago at this time. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Kim Kardashian's lawyer says the reality TV star will testify in person at an upcoming French trial over the armed robbery of her 2016 Paris apartment during Fashion Week. 10 suspects facing robbery or kidnapping charges. TV and radio host Wink Martindale has died. He was 91 years old. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery in Green Bay and Wausau, and Ledge Rock Distillery LLC in Eden. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.FM.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang What a Wonderful World as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies anticipated in the overnight. Northwest wind still breezy as lows drop to near the 30-degree mark. On Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Our winds becoming light and variable. Right now, it's 37.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. As you know, Hungary has become kind of the role model for the GOP. Viktor Orban, the dictator of Hungary, has come to the United States on a number of occasions to speak to Republicans. He's been embraced at the White House. He spoke at CPAC down in Texas a year before last, as I recall. One of the things he said at CPAC is you need to create your own media like I did in Hungary. You see, in Hungary, all the independent media is out of business. The ones that persisted in the face of Orban, he sued into bankruptcy, and others he simply had his oligarch buddies buy. And so now all the television, all the radio, all the newspapers all praise Orban all day, all, you know, 24/7, 365. That was one of his pieces of advice. Another one of his pieces of advice was, you know, get your judges, right? Evict or impeach or replace or intimidate judges who stand up for the rule of law, and just have judges who will go along with whatever the emperor says. Another one of his pieces of advice was identify a minority group that you can harass and that you can vilify, that you can demonize, and use that for political power. In fact, pass laws to hurt that minority group if you possibly can. You know, it worked very well for Hitler in Germany for years with the Jews and the gypsies and the mentally retarded or mentally disabled. And, you know, it's go for it was Orban's message, basically. And now, this week, I think it was yesterday, might have been the day before, Hungary passed a constitutional amendment. Now, keep in mind, a couple of years ago, Orban actually got a brand new constitution for Hungary that would pretty much guarantee that he gets to be emperor for life. Even though there's an election coming up and the polling shows that Orban's going to lose the election, I'll bet $50. Well, you know, I don't bet, but I would bet just about anything that Orban wins that election. Why? Because he's practicing voter suppression. He's kicking people off. He's learned how from the Republican Party here in the United States. In the parts of Hungary where the anti-Orban sentiment is strongest, which tends to be the big cities, they're preventing people from voting. Or they're figuring out reasons not to count their vote and making it harder to register to vote. And they've essentially gerrymandered the entire country in a way that guarantees that the parliament is always on Orban's side. But now what they've done with this new constitution of theirs is they just amended it to make it a crime, an imprisonable offense, to show up in public in support of the queer community. Now, Budapest is a pretty cosmopolitan city. I don't know if you've ever seen the FBI International show on TV. I think it's CBS. But, you know, it's based out of Budapest. And you get to see what the city is. I've been to Budapest. In fact, my best friend Jerry and I were in Budapest the week that the wall fell at East Germany and this wave of East German refugees or whatever just, you know, was coming into Hungary. I mean, it was suddenly, hey, we can travel, you know, let's go someplace. And it was kind of a wild time. It was right around the time that Orban was climbing to power, frankly. Just a few months after we were there, as I recall, in June, and in August of that year, Orban gave his big speech, his big anti-Russia speech that catapulted. He was a lowly member of parliament at the time. He was in his 20s at that time. This was in the 90s, in the early 90s. And so anyway, he has, ahead of the vote, protesters attempted to blockade the entrance to the parliament parking garage. Justin Spike writes for Associated Press News. Police physically removed the demonstrators who had used zip ties to bind themselves together. This is a child protection law. This is the rubric that they're using, which is like, you know, Republicans love to use that kind of stuff here in the United States, too, against gay people. Budapest is one of the, you know, it's one of the great cosmopolitan cities of Europe historically. It's just a beautiful, beautiful city. And they have this annual gay pride parade. It's been going on for decades. And it's become a big deal. It's become kind of like Mardi Gras in New Orleans. I mean, it's a really big deal. Well, it just got outlawed. It is now officially against the law. And the new law, or the new amendment to the Constitution, allows the government to use facial recognition tools to scan anybody who shows up for this year's Pride Parade and then explicitly go after them. The fine for violating this law is 200,000 Hungarian forints. It's about $550. And, you know, you can lose some rights as a Hungarian citizen. I mean, you know, terrible things can happen to you. David Bédo is a lawmaker with the opposition Momentum Party. And he said before the vote, he said, for the past 15 years, Orban and his party have been dismantling democracy and the rule of law. And in the past two or three months, we see that this process has sped up. The new amendment also states that the Constitution only recognizes two sexes, male and female, which makes it against the law for same-sex couples to adopt children, because every family that does adoptions under the law in Hungary must have a mother and a father, and they must have been born female and male. A Hungarian lawyer, a fellow by the name of Dobrinti, says this is a clear message to transgender and intersex people. He said it's definitely and purely and strictly about humiliating people and excluding them, not just from the national community, but even from the community of human beings. And this is the 15th time that Orban and his party have amended the Hungarian Constitution since that new constitution was passed in 2011. Meanwhile, here in the United States, Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's anti-oligarchy tour is absolutely kicking ass. They went to Idaho yesterday to the Nampa's, apparently that's a city, Ford, Idaho Center on Monday afternoon. And this is incredible. The arena, the center, the Idaho Center's capacity is 12,200 people, and when they hit 12,500 people, the fire marshal closed the doors and said, that's it. The mayor of Boise is a progressive Democrat, Lauren McLean. And Mayor McLean stood up and said, I will continue to fly a pride flag outside our city hall. And she was roundly applauded. In fact, she got a standing ovation for that. Dozens of, this is funny. There were counter protesters. There were maggots there. And the maggots were outside. They set up a little camp outside. And they were holding Trump signs and waving a Doge flag, you know, the one with the 14 the gear with the 14 teeth in it that symbolizes the 14 words that all white supremacists must memorize. It's why Elon likes to, apparently why he likes to tweet 14 American flags. But to paraphrase Dwight Eisenhower, their numbers are small and they are stupid, in his letter to his brother Edgar in 1956. This is the Idaho Statesman, says, dozens of counter-protesters set up camp outside the arena holding Trump signs and waving a Doge flag. Dozens! Oh, my God. 12,500 people, and you've got dozens. Oh, my. I'm wondering, and I'm wondering if you have any insights into this, because I don't. I don't travel in right-wing circles, and very rarely do right-wingers call me this bird. I mean, we welcome it. I always try to, you know, I advise Jeremy and Mateo, always move the right-wingers to the front of the line when they call. But, I just don't know. Are right-wingers starting to abandon Trump? Or are they embracing him even more tightly?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Are they loving them some fascism, or are there still some kind of John McCain, Barry Goldwater people out there who actually think that maybe we should have the rule of law?
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe. You have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. And get this, up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com, code TOM.
To drag us back to God knows when, rights erased with the stroke of a pen.
Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing stuff. Hang on just a second. I got a little disoriented yet. Oh, yeah. Okay. We've covered all our stories for the hour. So, Patrick in Seaside, California. Hey, Patrick, what's on your mind today?
I have a pitch for a song idea for Louise. And I will either get a chuckle out of both of you, or I will go down in flames, in ignominious shame, embarrassment, and defeat.
Okay, Patrick, go for it.
But, by the way, before I get to the pitch, you and I are pretty much only one degree of separation via Richard Bandler from my friendship with the late Robert Anton Wilson. And I used to, in 92 to 94, I had a graveyard radio shift on KZU, and I'd mix interviews with him in the wee hours of the morning with music, psychedelic and strange music from the 60s through the 90s.
Wow.
And this is going to my point about a radical idea for a Louise song that includes you. She needs to find an app that gets an AI version of your voice, enough of a sample, and you will be the lead singer. And then maybe in a bridge, your voice, if there's going to be a singing part, might morph into like Roger Daltrey from The Who. But let me get to my thing about Richard Bandler. During the 92 to 94 era, when I was doing interviews with Robert Anton Wilson, Richard Bandler came up in passing as a topic, and he said that he was at a seminar with Richard Bandler, and a woman that loved him said, "Oh my God, Dr. Bandler, I'm such a big fan. But do you have to use the F-bomb so often?" To which he said, Richard Bandler replied, "F yes." And he, of course, used the word.
Yeah, I know.
And I was always curious why you and Bob never actually hung out, since you were both friends with Richard Bandler. But anyway,
well, Richard never introduced me to Robert Anton Wilson, although I've read his work and I'm a big fan. But he's passed away now. Richard's still around.
Yeah. No, it was 2007, and I became friends with him, and as he always referred to in his nonfiction works, his wife, his beautiful redheaded wife, Arlen. I was friends with them. But my idea is that we get an AI sample of your voice, enough so that she can put your voice to the lyrics,
right.
And it would be a death metal gangster rap hip hop song diss track on Trump, Musk, Doge, and your favorite American fascist, where you're like dropping F-bombs. And the greatest rock video to this day is still Peter Gabriel's stop action claymation video to Sledgehammer. We could have visions of you in a leather jacket with a dog collar spiked and like, you know, Billy Idol.
You got Nate laughing so hard. You know, I've got spiked
hair. I'm just saying. And hey, it could be, you know, just as people, if you spend $1,000, you get a meet and greet with Tom. I would spend $2,000 if I had it, just to have like a separate session where it's just a minute where you look me in the eye and you yell in profanities, like everything that pisses you off about American fascism and Nazi lunatics and buffoonery. And I'm just saying, you know, hey, it could end up being like a, for the next free speech pledge drive, like a CD track for like Tom Hartman sponsors for a pledge drive.
That's where, actually
like,
a good idea.
An extra $50, you get the CD of Tom's heavy metal, punk rock, hip hop diss track of Nazis.
Yeah.
I'm saying,
well,
it could be huge.
I get that.
It could put a spotlight on Free Speech TV because it's available in 44 million homes, but it's not watched by 44 million homes.
Right. Right. So I know that that can be done, you know, that you can clone voices with AI. I don't know that you can do it.
I cannot be the only one who wants to hear Tom Hartman drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, well.
It can't just be me.
Okay. Well, that's not that hard. I did it on the air.
I want that to be a brainworm for Louise. This is a brainworm.
But you know, the idea of taking a bunch of Louise's songs and burning them on a CD or putting them on a hard drive or a thumb drive and selling them, or not selling them, but offering them as a premium for Free Speech TV, I think that's a pretty good idea.
Who knows? We could maybe get a cameo by the guys from NWA or Ice-T, you know, could do it like a little 15-second rap in the middle of this song idea I have for you and Louise. Yeah. I'm telling you, it'll be huge.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's... I don't have much of a musical background. I have to confess. I mean, I know people who do.
Well, that's why she could have your voice and she could do the lyrics. She could do the diss track, death metal, hip hop, rap lyrics with your voice.
Yeah,
it would be great. It would be hilarious. It would rule.
Okay. All right. Well, let me discuss it with her, Patrick. I'll see her at lunch today. Patrick, thanks for our first meal of the day here. I want to get off the air. Patrick, thanks for the call. That was a good one. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be right effing back with you. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. At a hearing Tuesday, a federal judge giving the Trump administration 2 weeks to prove they're working to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a wrongly deported Maryland man sent to a notorious El Salvador prison.
The Justice Department pointing to comments in the Oval Office from Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, a close Trump ally who declared he would not release Abrego Garcia.
Of course, I'm not going to do it.
The judge brushing aside Bukele's words, saying they are not evidence. The White House claims Abrego Garcia, who is from El Salvador, is a gang member.
ABC's Rachel Scott. A leak investigation at the Pentagon leaving two of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's close confidants escorted out of the building. Dan Caldwell, a senior advisor to Hegseth, and Darren Selnick, who had been serving as the Defense Department's deputy chief of staff, both placed on administrative leave. Federal judge overturning a Biden-era policy capping credit card late fees at $8, the judge claiming the rule was illegal. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks. The playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show, The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Crew shuts out the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat Detroit 5-0, thanks to the pitching staff led by starter Quinn Priester, holding the Tigers to just one hit and no runs. Pat Murphy and how GM Matt Arnold and the Brewers scouts found the 24-year-old right-hander.
You know, it's hats off to them for finding a guy in AAA that can come and give us two pretty good outings so far, and looks like he's a lot to work with and great kid and competitor, and seems like, once again, they strike again. Matt Arnold and his posse.
NBA, the Bucks holding practice, getting ready for Saturday's playoff game at noon against the Pacers. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost their starting left tackle for the season due to a torn ACL, head coach Luke Fickell on tackle Kevin Haywood.
Obviously, I think he's going to have surgery, so we're probably going to lose him and probably not going to get him back, obviously, even for the season. So that was one that's going to be really difficult and tough. But, you know, it's also a part of the game.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies anticipated in the overnight. Northwest wind still breezy as lows drop to near the 30-degree mark. On Wednesday, quite a bit of sunshine, highs in the upper 40s to the lower 50s. Our winds becoming light and variable. Right now, it's 37.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll discuss a new way to vote along with our friend Trigby Olson and Tara Ariano with Best New TV Shows. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
And Mar-a-Lago nights are flowing high on gas. They sell us out in plain sight. No need to hide the crime. Just pledge your love to power, and you're safe most every time. Regulations bought and sold like favors in the dark. Truth is just a whisper in a cage without a spark. This is the
of the land of the free. Indeed. Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's up? Mike, listening on Sirius XM in Hope Sound, Florida. Mike's been on hold for quite a while here. I'm going to put him on hold. I'm guessing he's probably listening to his radio instead of his phone. You can check it out. He's on line six. Was it Mateo today? Patrick in Branchland, West Virginia. Hey, Patrick, what's up?
You better get your voice on the bleep button, okay?
No. Are you ready? If you're going to drop an obscenity, I'm just going to hang up on you.
Oh, man, I was going to lay it out there. Okay,
no,
I won't. But, yeah, I've been on here for a while, too. But what I was going to talk about was you talked about Viktor Orban earlier and him taking over the media. How long do you think it's going to be before Trump shuts people like you down? And then my next question is for the audience. When they shut people like you down, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah. You know, it's something that I have wondered. It's something I've certainly thought about. They have multiple mechanisms to come after people like me. And it's not just me. I mean, there's a bunch of me out there. You know, there's a bunch of progressives. There's a bunch of radio stations and television stations.
They'll want to shut
content.
Them all down.
Yeah. So I just don't know. We're just going to play it day by day and keep doing what we're doing until we can't. The question, you know, how are people going to respond? Probably not much. I mean, if you look at Hungary, they shut down independent media one after another. It took them a couple of years to do it, to basically crush all of the independent media in Hungary. The same thing in Russia. From 1999 to around 2002, when Putin took over, same deal. It took some time, but they got there. My hope is that before we reach that point, Trump will have been stopped. And frankly, I think that it would be the elections of 2028 that'll do it. The Republicans losing the House and Senate, but I can't predict anything. I don't know what's going to happen here, Patrick. And, you know, I do know who these people are and what their inclinations are. And they're certainly not pro-democracy. They're not pro-American Republic. They're not Republicans. They're neo-fascists, pure and simple. And proud of it.
That's right.
Proud of it.
And before you get kick me off here, I just want to do a shout out to the Hands Off. We did a Hands Off in Huntington, West Virginia here 2 weeks ago. Had close to 400 people there.
That's great.
It was. I was proud of my peeps, man. You know.
So your challenge. Your challenge now, Patrick, is to beat that number this weekend because we're doing another one on Saturday.
That's right. So that's what I was going to say. I want to get all the people in Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, get down to Huntington this weekend, 12 o'clock noon. We'll be out there and we'll do our thing for 2 hours.
Great. And hopefully the weather will be good. Patrick, thanks for the call and thanks for keeping it clean. I appreciate it. Kathy in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I have a question. I was watching our noon news on a local channel, CBS affiliate, on Monday, and it was a brief message that three members of Trinidad de Agua were arrested. I've not heard anything else about it. I don't know what has happened to them. So if you know or any of the viewers know, I would really appreciate finding out what happened.
This was a local story on a local station in Alabama.
Yes, Mobile, Alabama. I know that 84 were sent to El Salvador. I don't know if they're included with that group.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, there were no rights due process followed. And the other thing is yesterday I was watching Stephen Miller. He was with the group with the when Trump met the El Salvador president. And Stephen Miller, and this is referring to Garcia, kept twice at least said this was not a mistake. Right. And I'm wondering if anyone else caught that or did I hear it wrong? And what do you think that means?
The Trump, first of all, I don't know anything about the arrest in Alabama. The Trump lawyer, the Trump attorney who went before a judge when this case of Mr. Garcia first, you know, became public and first showed up in court. That Trump lawyer admitted that he was not Venezuelan, he was not a member of the Venezuelan gang, and he had been deported as the result of an administrative error. That was the phrase he used. That lawyer has since been put on paid leave. They shut him up and shuttled him off to the side. And now they're increasingly saying, no, no, we always intended to do this. He's a bad guy. Apparently he had a parking ticket or maybe two parking tickets. And that is the basis for asserting that he's a criminal. And Stephen Miller, of course, yesterday just lied to everybody, which he is wont to do. You know, when he said that the Supreme Court in a 9-0 decision ruled in favor of the administration, which is complete horse pucky. So, you know, that's what I know about that. I'm sorry, I don't have any more information beyond that. Harry in Athens, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, excuse me. Hey, Harry, what's up?
Oh, hey, good noon, Tom. Well, I want to start out by saying, you know, I just recently discovered your channel, you know, on YouTube over the last few weeks, and, you know, I find you to be a well-tempered fella. So I wanted to, I don't know, something that troubles me, you know, with, basically what all our options are being presented to us as, you know, we are basically told we can either peacefully protest or, you know, write our representatives. And then there's the idea of this general strike, which is something else that I also really don't like because I feel that the powers that be more than likely have commissioned studies to know how long we could hold out on a general strike.
Well, not only that, you know, I can't think of any time in the United States when a general strike, I'm talking general, you know, the Birmingham bus boycott, you know, was a strike, but it was not a general strike. It was specific to one particular group, you know, specifically black people in Alabama. When a general strike actually succeeded in the United States, you can do it in France where you've got, you know, 87% of the population is members of unions, and the unions will organize these kind of things. But I've never seen it work here in the United States. Even the grape boycott back in the 60s. Did not actually economically harm the grape growers. It just, you know, they got their union, but they got it basically through moral persuasion rather than economic impact.
Yes, sir. So, well, what I'm wanting to get at with this is that I think that it's time we kind of open up a toolbox from the 30s and 40s and start using workplace disruption and slowing our economic output. Because,
mm-hmm.
Well, you
Trump's
know, and I'm
doing
not going
that
to
for us like, right now.
Huh?
Trump's doing that for us right now. I mean, we're teetering
like
into a recession right now.
Like, they are anticipating this. Like, the rich, the ultra-wealthy, they are the ones that will survive this, and us, the poor, are the ones who are going to suffer.
Yeah.
So we need to make them lose money that they're not expecting to lose.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you know, because a million of us pecking at them to death will start doing that. If you start printing out more copies than you need in your office.
So give me specifics, Harry. What are you specifically suggesting average Americans should be doing?
It really depends on what industry you're in, like, because like I started going through the OSS guide from the 40s looking for different ideas, and frankly that pushes way too much actual terrorism kind of things, so I started trying to write up a modern day analog, and you know, that looks in things like what we have, you know, with the most people get issued handheld electronic devices. I would suggest dropping it frequently or making a concentrated saltwater solution and spraying it inside of it. You know,
so you're talking about people sabotaging their employers, basically?
I don't use the word sabotage, workplace disruption, sir.
Yeah, no, I get it. And you know, and historically, some union tactics have been arguably sabotage. But, you know, I get what you're saying.
I just
don't see any mechanism to organize. Number one, it might be problematic, and certainly the administration would try to come after you with criminal law. But secondly, I don't see anybody organizing that. But keep thinking here. I like the way you're thinking. Maybe we can make something.
I've been organizing it, you know, online, and I'm actually starting to get a good following on it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. We'll be right back. Tom Hartman program. Talk media for the sane among us.
It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I don't have many face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. .com/Tom. It's 51 minutes past the hour. Welcome back and picking up your calls. Brady in Dalton, Georgia. Hey, Brady, what's up?
Oh, nothing much, Tom. How you doing? My experience is Social Security office. Went by the other day to get a Social Security card. I pull up, and my wife and I, and we noticed there's only one car in the parking lot. We had struck gold. Won't have any issues because there's nobody hardly in there. So we go in. I go in, and there's a security guard sitting there at the desk. He's strapped, and he's looking like he's handling things. And there's one person in there, and there's a worker that is apparently processing the person. So I walk in, the security guard stops me. He said, "Do you have an appointment?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, you can't come here without an appointment." I said, "But nobody's here." Mm-hmm. He said, "No, we can't do anything for you without an appointment." So I'm really not.
Yeah, Brady, did you ask when that policy went into effect?
No, I didn't.
That'd be interesting to know.
So he says, "Go outside. There's a phone number you can call to make an appointment." I said, "Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll get that phone number, and I'll call it." And it was like 2 o'clock. I said, "Now I'm making an appointment for 2:30, 2:45. That should be okay." He said, "No, that won't work. That won't work. You're going to have to make an appointment for some other time." Mm-hmm. So I go, and I leave. And my wife and I, we pull over and we call the phone number to make an appointment. We get a real nice guy on the line. Oh, the guy, everybody's telling me when I have issues, call your congressman. Mm-hmm. I won't even broach that subject. But anyway, we call the number and we get a guy on the phone. He's really cool, Tom. He understands what's happening with Social Security and the public. Mm-hmm. So I said, I need to make an appointment get a Social Security card. He said, okay. I said, I would like to make it for a Friday because I was making it for my son. He's in college, and he's only out of class on Friday. And the guy says, well, can't make an appointment for Friday. I said, are you open? We're open, but we don't make appointments for Friday. I said, wow. When can I make an appointment? Any other day you can make an appointment. I said, well, how about Thursday? He says, let me see. We don't have anything Thursday. You have to pick another Thursday in another week. Mm. I say, okay, how about Thursday, 2 weeks from here in the a.m.? No, we can't do that. The only thing we have is something late in the day.
I'm getting the trend here, Brady. Can you cut to the chase?
They don't want to service us.
Oh, yeah. No, it's that. This is what Elon Musk has done to, and Donald Trump have done to Social Security. They've fired 7,000 people. They're shutting down local offices. They're closing off the phone lines. They're they theoretically backed off on closing the phone lines. But my co-executor with my best friend's estate, we just needed a quick answer from Social Security about a question about how much Social Security income he had last year. She waited on hold for 5.5 hours before somebody answered. 5.5 hours.
You know what, Tom? What are we to do? I mean, the
you need to raise hell with your member of Congress.
Shoot.
Yeah. There's pretty much nothing else. Congress controls the purse strings. Congress controls this. You call Donald Trump and he'll laugh at you. There's no way to call Elon Musk. He's not, he's not an elected official. He's just a billionaire who owns Donald Trump. That's all that can be done. Brady, I got to move along, but thanks for the story. I'm hearing more and more just like it, and it's just not good. Thank you. Jerry in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hey, Tom, second time caller, long time listener, man.
Thank you.
SiriusXM, YouTube, Dish Network. But I really appreciate you being here. First, I wanted to ask you a few things, kind of get off my chest, and I'll listen to the response off the air. The first thing I wanted to say that one thing I didn't know how people that thought that someone who was bankrupt at least 6 companies was going to be a great businessman with an intellectual acuity to run this country.
Well, what happened was that NBC changed his image. You know, The Apprentice. It was all a lie. It was scripted, but it made everybody think he was a great businessman.
Yes, that must be it, because, I mean, you could see. I mean, if you did any studying,
everybody
any research,
in New York
you
knew the guy
better.
Was a phony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But, man, the reason for my call is this. I'm frustrated with the press.
Yeah.
I know Donald Trump, you know, he every time he opens his mouth, it's a lie. And I listened to Rubio and Bondi and Miller get up there and lie yesterday. And it's frustrating. I see the president of El Salvador comes to our country and says he would not release a terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah. He's lying, too. I mean, they're all lying, Jerry. And I agree with you. The press should have been calling out those lies in real time. But they're afraid to, frankly. I mean, Trump is going after CBS again. Jerry, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Get Native.
From Denmark Mark to DePere. This is 97.9 WGBW, the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy Award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Maryland, a federal judge demanding answers from the White House about the Salvadoran man the U.S. sent to be imprisoned in his home country, despite a 2019 order preventing his deportation to El Salvador. The Trump administration claiming Kilmar Abrego Garcia was a member of MS-13.
Frustrated by a lack of answers from the Trump administration, Judge Paula Sinise has now ordered the depositions of four senior officials at ICE, Homeland Security, and the State Department. She says she's seen nothing to indicate that the government has been facilitating Abrego Garcia's release under an order the Supreme Court unanimously upheld.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, one of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's top advisors, Darren Caldwell, and another, Pentagon Deputy Chief of Staff Darren Selnick, placed on administrative leave after a leak investigation. He was a game show favorite.
It's tic-tac-toe. And now, here's our host, Wink Martindale.
Long-time radio and TV game show host Wink Martindale has died. He was 91. This is ABC News.